This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back in here on WQAM. It's a celebration on a Thursday. Here's the Panthers heading to their third straight Stanley Cup final. Chance at back-to-back cups. And we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, where we are joined by our friend Chris Perkins. Perk, I know you were out there at Dolphins camp yesterday. And we can, of course, find all your Dolphin stuff on the Sun Sentinel. But I got to ask you about this Panthers run. You've covered everything down here in South Florida. First of all, good morning, Perk. But where does this thing rank for you, man? We've had the big three down here, 72 Dolphins, 2001 Canes. We've gone through all the teams. Where does this run by the Panthers rank for you?
You know, it's up there. And I look at it as a group run, as a collective. So the three-year collective, it's not yet what the big three Heat did, because they won two titles and made the finals in four straight years. So the Panthers are in their third straight NBA final. It's, you know, UM football had some incredible runs there. Mm-hmm. If you look at 3 and 4 year periods, Dolphins had one incredible run there in the '70s, but this is way up there. This is the Mount Rushmore of South Florida runs, multi-year runs. It's definitely up there.
Yeah. I mean, Perk, you got to cover.
Hold on. It's up there now, or if they win.
No, it's up there now. He said it's up there now. Leave him alone.
Hold on.
Wait. They need to win a title, I think, to get up there, because you've got multi-championship runs with the Heat and UM football. I guess the Dolphins. But yeah, you've got to win it this year to get on that Mount Rushmore.
Thank you for that correction.
Here's another thing, though, Perk. I think this is interesting, and somebody did this the other day. They compared this to the Heat and the Spurs, and you know, should Edmonton get back to the final again? You know how tough it is to beat a team like that twice, especially like they're going to come in there, you know, obviously with something very significant to prove, and they got a country behind them. And you know, Edmonton's going to want this thing really bad. Should they be the team that advances? We don't even know that yet for sure. It's looking that way. But you know from covering those Heat teams how tough it is to win, beat a team like that twice in a row.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'll tell you this. Here's to me what separates the Heat and kind of UM football. The Heat, everybody was against that Heat team unless you live down here in South Florida, right? Mm-hmm. People hated the decision. People hated LeBron. People hated the player empowerment. People hated the players making social statements. So that team was hated. I mean, on the road, hated. And so they had that extra element. UM football kind of had that. They were hated for different reasons. But everybody loves this Panthers team, so the big three Heat kind of, you know, that hate they had to get through, especially after losing the title that first year, they get extra points for fighting through that.
Yeah, I do agree with you on that one. The Panthers are definitely a likable group. But Perk, you got to cover that Heat team. I was there with you. It was pretty amazing. What an amazing 4 years that was. But I still don't think, from the polarizing nature of that whole experience, I just don't think we'll ever see anything like that in sports ever again. Do you agree?
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. I mean, they were, you know, we see teams that are hated for different reasons, whether it's the Patriots and all the Deflategate, or Duke because people just hate Duke, or you know, Boston Celtics, L.A. Lakers, whatever. That Heat team, yeah, the kind of the vitriol that and the venom that they had to fight through was just absolutely incredible.
Not one, by the way, not two, not three.
People were foaming at the mouth at that, how angry they were with that team. I mean, people were like vicious.
I mean, it wasn't only they had a celebration before they played a game together.
They did. And Perk, but it wasn't even just the fans. It was the media. It was the national media that was so upset about it.
Like, we threw a parade for them before they played a game together. Let's be real about this.
We did.
Like, right. It's justifiable that people hate us.
Listen, from a PR standpoint, there might have been a few missteps. You know?
There might have been one or two. Hey, let me say this for the Panthers, though. The Huberdeau for a Tkachuk trade, maybe the best trade in South Florida sports history.
You're right.
That trade is up there on the list. If you had a team that was rolling, that was scoring, and they recognized this style is not going to win in the playoffs, huge move, and it paid off. Panthers get huge point. That, what a gutsy trade. I mean, huge by Bill Zito.
Where does he rank for you, star power, in this town? Omar and I were just discussing this. Where does Matthew Tkachuk rank? I know that he's not on the Dolphins, so, you know, that makes it tougher.
He's not Tyreek.
He's not Tyreek Hill.
But
is he likable? Especially, I mean, I know that he's not, you know, maybe not to other teams as much, but the guy's the face of American hockey, essentially, and I pound for pound, he's as likable as they come for me.
He is. He's very likable. How popular he's going to end up being, because he's a hockey player and they haven't won like four or five titles, he's not going to be Marino, Wade, LeBron, even Shaq. He won't be Pat Riley. He's not going to be Jimmy Johnson. It's kind of hard to say until the run is over, but I don't know if he's going to be a top three, top four, top five, because some of the names we've had down here in more popular American sports just kind of dwarfs what Tkachuk has done in the, I guess, in the view of us meat and potato American sports fans like me.
And it's funny you bring up Riley, because people are starting to turn there too, Perk. You know how this town is, man. People turn very quickly, and they tend to forget that the Heat have been like the model franchise for the entire time that Pat Riley has been here. And people turn, man. They turn very quickly down here, Perk. You know that.
They do. They do. And really, that's every city. But, yeah, down here, you better keep winning, or else you're going to be at that level of, he's okay. It's like the dude is a legend.
Yeah.
He's okay.
Mike McDaniel was a genius about 2 years ago. Now he's an idiot.
He sure was. Oh, he was innovative and everything.
Yeah.
He was funny, and now people are like,
he was funny. Now he's corny.
The funny thing about Mike is, you know, he wears all that stuff on the sideline, right? And 1 week, ESPN does a piece on him. They're like, oh, this is the coolest thing.
Yeah.
That watch is so cool. Yeah. Man, those sunglasses, so cool. And then the next week, he's like, God, this guy looks like an idiot. What's his problem? Why is he doing it? What's his problem?
We're a bad society, aren't we? We're a bad profession and a bad society. My goodness.
Perk, I just wanted to get your observations and takeaways from our first sneak peek of OTAs week one. What were your standout impressions?
Bradley Chubb looked good. Chop Robinson looked good. The defense has a long way to go, but we saw some promising stuff from some members of the front seven. That secondary, they need some major work. Now, this was just one OTA, but you don't have a number one cornerback, and that is a major problem. As I said before, you know, they're going to sign a veteran cornerback, whether it's Rasul Douglas or Asante Samuel or Stephon Gilmore or whoever. All of those guys would be great as a number two opposite Jalen Ramsey, but now they have to be great as a number one. That's not going to go over too well. I will tell you something that I wrote about today, Owen. It seems like what became obvious to me yesterday, the youth movement. you know, at this time last year, think of all the 30-somethings that they had.
Yeah.
From Shaq Barrett to Teron to Raheem to Calais.
It was like a laundry list of guys who got a day off every other day.
Right, right. And now you have very few 30-somethings. It's a lot of those guys from the last few drafts, which we know those were rough drafts with Cam Smith and Cam Good and Channing Tindall and some of those guys. They picked up last year with Chop and Patrick Cole.
Why you got to give Cam Good a stray? What that man do to you?
I'm just saying. He's a draftee. That's all. He's a draftee. But there's a youth movement going on. But, I still look at this team right now, and I see 9-8, which is not good. It's not bad. It's just what it is. It's 9-8. So there's a chance that they could, you know, sign somebody in June and maybe get to 10 wins. Do they get to 11 and become a playoff team? I don't know. But I see them as 9-8 right now. And I saw some good things yesterday.
Yeah. We heard from Tyreek Hill. Me and you, we have the similar stance where we're just, you know, we're tired of hearing from Tyreek. We want to see change in action. Let me play this segment for you from Tyreek, where he basically says, I don't expect to be voted a captain.
You've been a captain here. Do you want to be a captain in 2025? Do you think you deserve to be a captain again?
I got to prove myself. This OTAs, training camp, I got to prove myself. I got to show up different. The mindset got to be different. So I don't feel like I deserve it. And if I didn't get it, I wouldn't dwell on it. I wouldn't sweat it. You know what I'm saying? Because I put myself in that position. You know what I'm saying? So.
Now, he's put himself in a lot of positions.
I like
Perk.
He's taking accountability, though.
How many times has Tyreek taken accountability?
Yeah, I like what I heard from Tyreek, and I will agree there, but we've got to see it. And so we can't know what's in Tyreek's heart until we're talking about this 8 months from now, when we're like into the season and the knucklehead tendencies have not surfaced. He hasn't trolled fans. He hasn't had a police-related incident. When those things subside for a period of 6 or 8 months, then we can believe what we hear from Tyreek. Tyreek has good intentions. And Tyreek is a likable guy, like 95% of the time, great personality, always smiling, will make you laugh. But these off-field knucklehead incidents are things that weigh on the team and that – you look at it, they make you look at Tyreek and go, dude, what did you invest in here? What did you give this contract extension for? Tyreek is needed for this team to have success, so you want to see him act right, and you want to see him take this whole thing seriously. He says that he is, but check in with me 6 or 8 months from now.
Hey, Perk, you know what the good news is? I mean, he could be Stephon Diggs, right? And Omar,
correct.
I don't know, for whatever reason, defended Stephon Diggs earlier. That's a rough look though, man. That video that came out.
Yeah.
Omar says it was calculated or whatever. I don't know. He's standing up for his guy, but that video, Perk, is a bad, bad look.
Yeah, you know, I'll say this for Tyreek. I know that there have been some domestic incidents, I guess is the best way to put it, but his knucklehead behavior, you know, to a large part is just kind of knucklehead stuff, whether it's with the OnlyFans model or the vote captain at the marina. It's not like that we saw with Diggs. So, you know, I will say that, you know, with Tyreek, there's kind of a limit to, and I'm not, you know, the domestic stuff is serious. I'm not, you know, overlooking that. There's been no arrest, but you still don't want police call to your residence. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, his stuff is kind of bearable. Tyreek's stuff is mostly kind of knucklehead stuff. There's been no arrests or anything. So if there is anything you can say for Tyreek, I guess it's that there's kind of a lid on the knucklehead behavior.
Now, we know June 1st is 3 days away because Jalen Ramsey continues to point out how many days till he gets his exit. I find it entertaining that Mike McDaniel will do anything to avoid talking about Jalen Ramsey. Do you find it as entertaining as I do, Perkin? And what is the motivation behind that?
Oh, I do find it entertaining. A guy who will usually talk for 60 seconds on any topic that you bring up. He will not touch this one, and I think it's one of the smarter things that Mike McDaniel has done. You do not want to get into a verbal altercation with Jalen Ramsey. You'll probably lose. So I think McDaniel is doing the right thing here. You just leave it alone. I'm focused on the guys that are here in camp. He said nothing about Jalen Ramsey, and I think that's a smart thing to do.
Perk, thank you for the time, man. We really appreciate it, and great talking to you about everything going on down here, including the Panthers heading to a third straight Stanley Cup final. Appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, Perk, and you're an actual media member, so he's got me talking to reasons. I initially stood up for you, and as I said all the time, if they got a problem with Perk, that's an indication that something is wrong with them.
I agree with that. I agreed with him on that, Perk, but I also don't think you need Omar to stand up for you. I think you can handle yourself.
Perk ain't getting in the mud.
No, as I told Omar, it's a problem with you. I've got a whole list of ex-girlfriends who say, no, Perk has a problem. So, you know, that's two sides every coin, right?
And you know my theory on that, Perk. They thought they could change you, and they learned different.
Life is about learning, right?
All right, Perk, you're the best. Appreciate it, man.
All right,
Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel. A little bit of everything with Perk there, man. A little Panthers, a little that big three Heat, and just kind of going back down memory lane there. That
yeah,
was so
you,
boy,
you
what,
love
what
that memory lane,
that
don't
was.
You?
This mm-hmm. has been a fun 3 years with the Panthers. That 4 years, man, they stack up, though, man. I'm telling you, they stack up. There's no question about it. We got to take a pause here. We got a lot more to come. We'll take your calls, your texts, as the Panthers heading to a third straight Stanley Cup final. 305-567-0560 is how you reach us here this morning. We'll be back on WQAM after this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back in here on WQAM. Thank you, Chris Perkins, for stopping by. Florida Panthers. Three straight trips to the Stanley Cup final. Man, absolutely unbelievable. We got that going on. The Dolphins, as we were just talking about, they had their OTAs. They spoke to the media yesterday, so we had that going on. This Caleb Williams thing, Omar, we were watching this on ESPN during the break here. Caleb Williams, there's going to be some stuff that comes out in a book that he had to answer for yesterday. It was kind of funny. I guess his dad said that Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, like, he and his dad were going to try to find a way to not get the Bears to draft him.
That's correct.
Never good when you're in that city already, but he clarified all his comments, I guess.
Yeah.
Never good to do that, though.
It's, you know, unfortunately, Chicago is where quarterbacks' careers go to die. And I heard that back in the draft process that they were going to try to wiggle their way out of getting Chicago to select them. And unfortunately, they weren't lucky enough. And you got to put on a brave face, have a good season. But you also have to, your team has to build the right organization around you. And I think Tua falls into that category as well when mm-hmm. he joined the Dolphins. I mean, let's be honest about it. And the coach didn't like him. Probably never liked him. I don't know why Brian Flores just didn't say, I don't want him to be my quarterback and I don't want to draft him. I'm pretty sure that Chris Greer, who is the most accommodating GM I've ever known in the history of GMs, would have not selected Tua Tagovailoa, and they would have just gone with Jordan Love or Justin Herbert, and everybody would have been fine. But Brian Flores didn't exactly create good offenses for him. He had a joke of a staff once Chan Gailey left. No offense to Eric Stoussville out there, who's still the head coach, still on the Dolphins staff. They didn't have any weapons. They didn't have a run game. They didn't have a good offensive line. Mm-hmm. And I think Caleb Williams found himself in the same situation. The head coaches have been fired. I don't know if they fired the GM or not. I don't think they did. But they built their offensive line. They got him some weaponry. And now there's no excuses, or shouldn't be.
Yeah, well, he had to deal with that yesterday. Speaking of dealing with stuff, I'll just go over some of the news here with you real quick. Stephon Diggs and his new coach, Mike Vrabel, had to deal with that video that popped up. If you haven't seen the video, it's all over social media. We're not going to go down that road again because Omar is a big Stephon Diggs fan. He's thinks what was in that bag was pixie sticks or whatever.
Fun dip.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So
I don't know. If you hand me a bag of white stuff, I mean, a bag of pink stuff, I don't know mm-hmm. what that is.
Okay.
I wouldn't take it, but I don't know what it
That's
is.
That's true. You could take it and find out, I guess.
Nah,
be,
I'm good.
Your option. Then in the NBA, for our basketball fans out there, the Thunder are heading to the NBA Finals. They knocked off the Wolves last night. And I know we got a lot of Knicks fans out there. How are the Knicks fans feeling heading into to this one here?
They're real quiet. They're real quiet.
I haven't heard from Richie in a little bit. Vlad is like, Dan, what happened to Vlad? He just skipped town, huh? He's gone, man. Vlad's a goner. He wasn't even on the show this past weekend with you.
Nah, he's gone. Doesn't need to be answering all those questions and
he's vacationing, man. He made it to the He made it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Moral victory.
Victory lap.
Moral victory.
I mean, they didn't expect this. Nobody expected this.
I did.
Expected the Knicks to make the Eastern Conference
Finals? Yeah, I predicted Celtics, it multiple times,
really?
Very loudly. Yeah, and Vlad was like, "I'm going to ride with you because I'm a fan," but I don't. You know, my logical side says no. I said no. They're going to beat the Celtics because the Celtics are too reliant on 3-pointers, and I believe they're going to get cold.
Look at you, Dan.
Yeah, I know.
If only you would have bet that. Knicks and Pacers, 8 o'clock tonight. That is game 5 from Madison Square Garden. Indiana leading that series 3-1. The Pacers can close it out tonight, and we may have ourselves a Thunder-Pacers NBA Finals. On the hockey side, again, the Panthers advancing last night, and they will await the winner of the Stars and Oilers. They will play tonight. That is a Game 5 as well. Edmonton leads the series 3-1. However, the game is in Dallas this evening, and we had a line shift. The line has moved. It's now minus 140, Dallas favored in this one. So somebody, I don't know, Omar, maybe that's, is that public money? Is that someone who knows something? But the line has moved, Dallas favored in tonight's game, and we can only hope that that series goes 7 games. And if you're the, you know, Dave Hydes of the world who have to travel, then you really hope Dallas finds a way to win that series, because the Panthers will be hitting the road when the Cup final starts. But the Cats are in, and they can sit back hopefully a little bit here and get healthy, man, because they are certainly dealing with some injuries right now. Every team is, but the Panthers would certainly be nice to see if they could have a little bit of downtime here. 786 says you're missing the best part of the Panthers win. You'll never see a prettier goal than Barkov or Hagee. The goal to go ahead 4-3, that was beautiful. That was a hell of a goal. The Panthers, man, they continue to find ways to make plays, and they went down early in that game, and it looked bad, right? Because the crowd gets going, they get going nuts, and you know, you're down early, but the Cats always seem to find a way to dig themselves out of these holes, and they did it once again. And the beautiful thing now, Omar, again, they get to sit back and hopefully just wait this thing out. So the Cats will wait. A few Dolphins texts coming in here. We'll try to get to those as we continue on. We're going to take a quick pause here. We're going to get caught up, and Omar, I have some good news. We may have located Doug Plagans.
Oh,
we may have located Doug Plagans.
That means I don't have to talk to Reasons. Thank you.
We'll push him back. He'll still come on. But we may have found. We may have located Doug. I felt so bad texting him this morning. I wanted to give the guy like an opportunity.
I told you don't do it before 8:30.
It's 8:30. I hope I didn't wake him up. But hey man, if you're Doug Plagans right now, like how could you sleep?
Why would you sleep?
I mean, he's probably exhausted, but like that adrenaline rush, the call on that thing. So we will
totally depends if he's on the plane sleeper.
Ask and you shall receive. We will have Doug Plagans join us here this morning. We sent out the bat signal. My fellow card nerd will join us in about 20 minutes from now here on QAM as we continue on. So we'll take a pause. As the texter says, the Dolphins have a lot to learn from the Florida Panthers about physicality, Omar. We can discuss when we come back on QAM.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DMC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back in here on WQAM. Hope everyone's having a great start to their Thursday morning. Boy, this is unprecedented here, Omar. Hollywood Omar Kelly, Dan Day, Brittany here with you this morning as the Panthers are going to the Stanley Cup Final for the third straight year. How about that? Not something I ever imagined we would be saying here, but nonetheless, the Panthers have become the talk of the town, Omar, the premier franchise in the National Hockey League. I mean, just can't say enough about what they have built over there at Amaranth Bank Arena. It really, truly is incredible. Speaking of incredible, we want to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium on June 8th. You going to this, by the way? Are you in? Are you going to be going to this?
Once you give me tickets, Ticketmaster.
That's your new nickname. Here's what
me.
You can do. You're
my new
eligible.
Nickname for you.
You're eligible to win this. All right, I'm going to put you in this. Text the word stadium to 20357. That is the word stadium to 20357, and you will be entered. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. This is a Live Nation show. Doug Plagans is going to join us at the top of the hour here at 9 o'clock. We'll talk to the voice of the Panthers, who I hope I didn't wake him up this morning. I can't imagine he was in too much of a deep sleep, but nonetheless, Doug will stop by with us. Billy Lindsay is going to join us tomorrow. Just heard back from Billy, so we're going to cover this thing wall to wall here, man. This is, again, for me, Omar, one of the most exciting stories that's ever happened in our sports town. And the Dolphins have been down for a while. The Canes are on the way back up. The Heat are kind of in a lull right now, and the Panthers are, they have the stage all to themselves, which is really kind of the amazing thing here. They have this thing all to themselves, and they just continue to win, continue to get more and more fans, and people are, I think, realizing how exciting playoff hockey is. And I thought a texter summed it up really well earlier, and he was talking about just the sport in general and the players being, you know, a little more down to earth, and you don't have the load management, and you don't have the same stuff that maybe is more amplified in the other sports. And in fairness, though, Omar, I will say, like, you don't have the money in hockey that you do in football and basketball. The contracts are clearly not the same. But again, I do feel, and Omar, you've covered all the athletes, you've covered all the sports down here. There's no question the hockey players are just, they're just down to earth guys. They don't have some of the same vibes that you get from some of the other sports. I don't know where you stand on that, but I just do think the players are a little more relatable at times to us out there. What do you think?
I don't know.
You see, you're smiling. You don't want to answer this question. All right. I know you love your NFL guys, and I know you love your Stephon Diggs. You went to bat for Stephon this morning. I hope he was taking note, by the way.
But listen, it's an off season. players can do what they want.
Within reason.
Within reason. Yeah. Would they like to? Would it be wise to be caught on video possibly sharing illegal substances with young women or young men? No.
Who, by the way, who's out there making these things? Is there like a Heisenberg out there? You ever seen Breaking Bad?
Oh, yeah.
Is there like a Heisenberg out there who's concocting these new things? Like, where did this stuff come from? Do you know what the origin of this pink? Well, I don't even know what it's called, by the way. I probably should know what it's called, but this pink stuff, I found out about it. First time I'm hearing about it was from this, but...
I'm sure there've been people who've written like think pieces on pink white powdery substances since the Stephon Diggs thing. Which is
somebody driving around in an RV, Dan, with a cook set, like making this stuff. Like I'm picturing like Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston driving around like making this stuff in a van. Like
Tusi, it's called Tusi or okay. Tusi B.
By the way, you talk about rewatchable shows. Breaking Bad is like top of the list. But what's like? Where did this come from? Is this like a new thing? Is this something that I'm just not hip to? I don't know.
DEA, pink cocaine. Pink cocaine is powdery mixture of substance which is dyed pink, may have a sweet smell and typically produces mind altering hallucinogen effects.
I want to say it
this
started
is from
the
DEA website. Okay, so
let Dan speak. He's going to tell us the origin of this.
I want to say a couple of years back, it started getting really big in Colombia, and it started making its way to the States. After that, that was what I understood of it, and it's supposedly really, really good. But to say that it's Heisenberg and Jesse Pink. It's similar to those people, but probably a little less classy. And I mean, when I say less classy, it's not an RV, but yeah, it's
okay.
You'd be surprised at the people that make it.
I like how you said Jesse's name there, like you guys are buddies.
Well, you know, Mr. White.
Yeah, man. Those guys they came out with a tequila. The two of them. They were promoting at a liquor store down here. I got them to sign a bottle. I have a signed tequila bottle of theirs down here.
Wait, from Bryan Cranston and
yeah.
Whoa!
And I saw this is so unrelated. People are going to be like screaming, talk hockey. I saw Bryan Cranston on Broadway. I know you're not a Broadway guy, Omar, but I saw Bryan Cranston do a show on Broadway. He was excellent, very good actor.
So this thing is dyed pink, by the way.
Let's jump off of that because that's not my wheelhouse. Maybe Joe can talk about that when he gets back. But Texter here says, for some reason, player entitlement has not infected the NHL unlike the other sports. It's funny because we talked to Perk earlier. We'll run it back for you at the end if you didn't hear it. But so it was a really interesting conversation because Perk covered the big three, as did I. I got lucky. I like hit the lottery and was able to be a reporter for that. Perk's
a media member. He's covered the University of Miami.
He's covered everything just like you.
Yeah.
But that was really, I think, and maybe you can help me with this. For me, that was when, I don't want to say player entitlement started, but that was when the players took control.
What era? The big three?
When LeBron did the decision.
Yeah.
That was the key moment.
What, remember when Dan
players
Gilbert,
took the
like,
power
yeah,
away.
Yeah, Dan Gilbert,
oh,
like,
Dan Gilbert
was angry.
He sent that nasty letter. All that stuff.
I don't think players were forcing their way off teams before
they that. They probably were.
No, like, Charles Barkley forced his way off a couple teams.
I'm sure they were. But for me, that event, that was the first time where a guy was like, I'm going to go play where I want to play.
With my boys.
With who I want to play with.
It was.
And I don't give a F what you guys think. And I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to make a complete circus out of it.
It was the AAU culture of athletics infiltrating into what we know now. And look at the NBA now. We're probably 20 years in. The NBA looks like an AAU game. I mean, it's funny. I watched Oklahoma City Thunder talk and celebrate their championship, and they mentioned AAU, and they mentioned these bonds were created back then. The playing style is similar, and I'm like, man, this is so interesting that AAU, you know, a team like the Oklahoma City Thunder are riding this AAU culture all the way to possibly winning a championship, which I do believe they're going to win.
And I say this all the time with Joe. And I'll double down on this with you. This is only going to get worse in professional sports because guys are starting to get paid in high school.
Yeah. But guys have always been paid, and guys have been paid in Little League. Just so you know,
I know.
Oh, come on, wait. Don't be naive. Guys are paid in Little League down here.
But now it's different. You will admit it's different.
It's on top of the table.
It used to be
on top of the table.
Yeah, but it also used to be.
I was with Pac-Man Jones, who admitted. I mean, LeSean Shady McCoy admitted he got paid.
No, I know guys got paid. Yeah. Channing's told us he got paid. Yeah. I know guys got paid. But here's the difference. Okay, we talk about this is not just about them getting paid. It's about this notion that, like, if I'm not playing, if I have to fight for my position, I'm out. I'm gone.
That's different than the NIL.
But that's not real life, though. And that, to me, is
no. It is
real
life.
Problem.
If it is real life,
no, it's not.
Yes, if you have an issue with QAM right now, you can take. You can pick up your stuff. You might be under contract. You can pick up your stuff and walk away and go work for another station. Right,
I can't.
This very, very
I can't.
Minute.
That's you, one issue.
You can't.
Number two,
you
Omar,
can't. Why
Omar,
can't you? Because you're under contract.
Yeah, I don't want to discuss my personal stuff with you, but I will tell you that I'm talking about sports. I'm not talking about me.
Yeah. But anybody at their job.
Here's the Caleb Williams is a good example. The Bears draft Caleb Williams.
Uh huh.
He can't say to them after 1 year, I hate it here. I'm out.
No.
No, you're under contract, man.
He can. He can. You can.
But the thing is you might see athletes start to do stuff like that. All right? You might see.
Look at Deshaun
Jimmy
Watson.
Jimmy Butler could write the book about forcing his way out of a place. Jimmy Butler's done it better than anyone.
That's true.
But I just think, look, and again, my point is not to just keep going down this road, but my point is that I do believe that this will just continue to get worse and worse.
It is.
Because you're going to have college players that are going to play on four different teams.
I thought about this earlier today. At what point are we going to say, at what point do we say an NFL player is a mercenary? Because I thought about this regarding to Jalen Ramsey, because he's probably going to be headed to his fourth team.
I have a tough time with that. And here, look, I have two takes on this. Maybe they contradict themselves. I do think guys should honor their contracts.
I will not. When the team starts honoring their contract, then guys should start honoring
their
contract.
That's the problem.
Don't do that. You're going to get me mad.
But in the case of Jalen Ramsey, they just paid you a lot of money.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, I don't know who started the fight, because everyone seems to have a different story.
There is no fight. There's just a divorce.
But I also think that guys should try to maximize
their career earnings
because it's a short career.
Absolutely. No player with Jalen Ramsey status or Tyreek Hill status is playing without guaranteed money in the next
Butler
year.
The Jimmy Butler thing is a good example. The Jimmy Butler thing was bogus.
But that's business. That's always been that way. That's not going to change. I don't think what this NIL culture is changing is it's putting the power in the hands of the players more and allowing players to dictate the terms.
But you do need some rules. Like, to go back to what you were saying, yes, guys were getting paid before all this NIL stuff, but if you wanted to leave your school, the school had to approve it. Yeah. Not something I agree with. The school had to approve where you were going.
Yeah.
You had to sit out a year. There were things that actually were roadblocks.
And then the Supreme Court undid them all.
That would deter you from transferring
because of their archaic rules.
In a perfect world.
I don't understand why somebody hasn't challenged the 3-year rule in the NFL.
We got to get to Doug Plagans, but here's the thing. I do think, and I hope it's trending in this direction, guys need to sign contracts in college.
They do sign contracts.
Sign a 2-year college. They're not enforceable.
They're not enforceable.
Guys need to sign enforceable 2-year deals. You got to at least be committed to a school for 2 years. I think, at least.
The problem is they're not enforceable.
In my humble opinion. Well, they may be when these guys eventually end up being employees and all this stuff goes through court and Congress and whoever the hell else is pulling strings.
I mean, at least
stuff.
We're not pretending like they're
Doug
actually
Plagans,
students.
We got a good story in our town here. The Panthers heading back to the Cup Final. The Voice, Doug Plagans, joins us next on QAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.